I think I relate to that outlaw thing, you know, from the 70s, that Waylon and Willie and Chris and Johnny thing. That's how I see myself, more as an outlaw outsider. And if I find myself on the inside, I think I'd be really scared.
Watching the musical mainstream from afar suits songwriter Mary Gaucher just fine. But her continuing search for a home in life now finds her between daylight and dark. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Mary Gaucher spoke many people's language with the simple hope for mercy on her 2005 album, Mercy Now. And the response in return was an open ear for the Louisiana native's distinctive drawl and careful observation of the world around her. The new album, Between Daylight and Dark, is no different in that respect, with 10 songs steeped in real-life longing. But Mary explained to FUV's John Platt that with her growth as a songwriter, production work from Joe Henry, and a series of co-writers, the new record is an appropriate fifth chapter.
So Mary, how do you feel this one, your fifth album overall, is a little bit different from the others?
Hard to say. I know that it's a new producer. Joe Henry produced this record, and we made it in a much quicker time than the other records. We made this record in 5 days.
Wow.
We played it live, and the other ones were a construction project. And the thing about Joe that I really enjoyed was his ability to pull an amazing band together and record this thing in just a couple of days and get it done beautifully with a sense of urgency, which is what I was hoping for.
You've said somewhere that you think the songs are a little more fragile, a little more tender, a lot more hopeful. Is that also one of the things that sets this album apart?
You know, it's hard for me to set albums apart. They all seem like one leads to another, leads to another. And I'm not sure where the line is. I'm not sure. The story seems to be, whenever I finished a record, it always seems to be the final track would to be continued.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pick it up again with the next one. The last free men's are hobos, Steinbeck said, and he paid cash. And the stories that he bought from them helped him write The Grapes of Wrath. But boxcars have been sealed for years and trespassers do time. The railroad yards are razor wired and hoboing's a crime. So here's to you, Steam Train Maury. Hold that westbound tight as you ride off into history. The last hobo, the last ride. The Hobo Kings.
Now, you wrote that song by yourself, but you have songwriting partners on a number of the songs on this album and your previous ones. So I wonder how you managed to make that sort of collaboration work with your overall sensibility there.
Well, when I write with people, generally I'm the one that comes in with the idea and I'm stuck and I need whatever that particular co-writer has to offer to unstick me. And sometimes I get locked in and I can't figure my way out of it. And so I'll invite people into my process to open some doors that I can't find the handle to, you know?
Now, is that one of the advantages of living in Nashville?
Yeah, but can also really be a disadvantage because you could end up with the wrong co-writers and end up trying to write commercial songs. And for someone like me, that could be a real big, I could lose myself, couldn't I?
Well, you have had some success, though, haven't you?
Yeah, but it was accidental. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I think if I intentionally try for it, that kind of scares me. A boat took me to I-10. I sat there 3 days, maybe four. 1,000 stranded on the interstate.
I can't find the way. Can't Find the Way from Mary Gaucher, recorded live at WFUV. Listen in on studio sessions with Mary Gaucher and many other artists online at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.